Warning, Talk Sports-ish is for mature audiences only. It's barely even a sports podcast, but it's me, John Reed, and Cody McClure talking about news and entertainment, pop culture, what's going on in our lives, mature content. Again, warning, mature content. Now that you've been warned, let's get to the episode. On this episode of the world's greatest podcast in America, John and Cody talk about the roast of Tom Brady, the weekend that was in hip-hop beef. Of course, Cody had more Uber stories that made him look like a terrible person. And we just put out a challenge for a mailbag episode to record tomorrow night. Go comment on this channel's YouTube page from this episode and ask your question, and we'll get to it there. Let's get to the episode.
Knows no bounds.
Ladies and gentlemen,
all I know is you never had the makings of a varsity athlete.
What is it with you and this obsession with this varsity crap?
People come to us because we don't sell them on anything.
They can't refuse because of the implication.
You wonder ever you're a bad man?
World needs bad men. We keep the other bad men from the door.
Some things are a matter of duty.
The world's greatest podcast in America.
That doesn't sound right, but I don't know enough to dispute.
I was about to take advice from a clown who dives headfirst into the shallow end of the pool.
It's
the world's greatest podcast in America.
With John Reed and Cody McClure.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is. So it is.
It's a Tennessee thing.
Well, I'm holding on.
The world's greatest podcast in America. John Reed, Cody McClure. Cody McClure, how is Texas?
Yo, 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 what's happening, my man? What's going on, Vanilla Face? How you doing?
Thriving, chilling, killing.
That's valid.
And how are you?
It's not sus. It's valid, though.
No cap.
It's giving culture vibes.
I don't feel like you used any of those, right?
Low key. I'm doing good. I just got back from a new breakfast place I've discovered down here in Texas. And it may be one of my favorite places I've ever eaten at.
Where does that rank in terms of life's pleasures for you, finding a new good place to eat?
Pretty high. Pretty high. Yeah. Right up there by, I would say it ranks just behind getting roadhead from a girl while she's driving. The new breakfast place, though, it's located down in Lockhart, and I've been trying to find a breakfast place down there, and I went to one the other day that was very mid, very sus, kind of sus, and so I found a new one. It's called Henry's. It's already probably in my top 20 restaurants ever. You know, some places just have a vibe that I like. And this one, I'd say it's already cracked my top 20 favorite restaurants ever. I've been twice. First time I had a biscuit and gravy with some eggs plate, you know, pretty standard breakfast food. Today I got this egg sandwich and a couple of breakfast tacos. Ooh, baby. Ooh, hoo.
You're speaking my language between the biscuits and gravy and egg sandwich. Those are two of my five favorite foods.
It came on this Texas toast that was perfectly.
Lost me there.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Texas toast, egg sandwich, no thanks.
What the hell, man?
I don't want two pieces of Texas toast. I want one piece of Texas toast. And I want to have like sauce on top of it. I don't want a sandwich with Texas toast. That's too much. That's too thick. It's too thick and too greasy.
What do you think an egg sandwich is?
I use white bread.
Yeah.
or wheat bread, or you know, some sourdough bread. I don't use big Texas toast for my egg sandwiches. No, that's too much. It's too thick.
Okay, well, I mean, sourdough makes sense,
but if sourdough's good. Cracker Barrel's got a great egg sandwich. They put some sourdough bread up there, a little mayo and tomato. Like Cracker Barrel's egg sandwich is, I don't want to say top of the line, but like $5, $4 for one of those, it's really good, I think.
I've had it. Well, the thing with the white bread, though, is if you got runniness to your egg, it's going to leak through. Or if it's buttered heavy, it's going to leak through. That's why you need a good thick bread. That's why Texas toast works. Or sourdough. But just regular white bread, I have problems with that. It's going to get soggy.
I like the soggy.
Okay. Well, sometimes it rips a hole even if you got a runny egg, you know.
Well, I eat scrambled eggs, so I don't have runny eggs.
Okay. Well, there you go. That explains it.
I feel like the egg sandwich needs to be scrambled.
Well, this egg sandwich that I just ate 30 minutes ago is one of the best egg sandwiches I've ever had. I mean,
still eating breakfast at 1 o'clock, huh? You're still living that lifestyle.
Breakfast does not mean you're up early. It means you're breaking your fast. Break fast. That's all breakfast is. I eat breakfast food all the time. I don't know how to describe this. And it doesn't even matter because nobody listening to this will ever eat there. So, you know, it really does me no good to even describe it. But unless there's somebody in Texas, got to be somebody that might eat there. But it's called Henry's.
So I do want some biscuits and gravy. I would eat biscuits and gravy every day if I could.
Yes, you would. You look like biscuits and gravy personified.
I take that as a compliment.
You got the white shirt. You got the hair. It's like sausage. You just look like biscuits and gravy.
I'll take that. I will take that as a compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was, I've been eating these breakfast tacos too. They put the beans in them. Did I tell you about these?
I'm overhearing about your food. I don't want to talk about your food. We got shit to talk about. I don't want to hear about your food anymore.
It's beans and egg.
Bro. Oh, Henry is more like no more Henry's. I'm over it. No more breakfast talk.
I told you about
it. It's unbecoming of us two big boys to sit around and talk about food. The last thing we talked about on the last podcast was McDonald's. We can't start this one talking more about food. They're going to start calling us fat asses, and that's not good for my mental health. They can call you a fat ass, but I don't need to get lumped in to be two lard asses. I don't need it. Let's move on. Let's talk about something else.
All right. Well, happy Seis de Mayo. It is today, 6th of May. Yesterday, all the cultural appropriators were out and about drinking their tequila, drinking their little margaritas, wearing their little hats. There were Mexicans out too, though. I did see a lot of Mexicans. But, you know, it's one of those that's also just kind of an excuse for the whites to drink. Do you celebrate any?
We attempted to get together to go to a Mexican restaurant yesterday, but it was like 1 o'clock and there was like eight people. So like when I went in, I was going to go to the one in the mall and it was like an hour wait. And I was like, ah, I'm good. But they had a live donkey. They had a live donkey there for, I guess, donkey rides or something. I don't know. But my friend just kept insisting that, like, hey, something's going to go wrong with this donkey. We need to be there to see it. And sure enough, we went to a place across the street. And as we're leaving the place across the street, like an hour later, there was a fire truck there with lights on. So something might have gone wrong with that donkey. I don't know. But no, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything for Seis de Mayo. I was kind of in the mood for margaritas and to sit out there, but I didn't do anything.
A live donkey at the mall?
That's what we're on the street was.
Wow.
Can you not think of a joke? It looks like you're trying to think of a joke. Could you not think of one?
Yeah, I bombed there. I was trying to, I was going to say something about Russell and I bombed.
Okay.
I couldn't think of what I was going to say. I didn't know Russell worked on Sundays. Yeah.
So yeah, it didn't work.
The brain was a little behind. Let me get my brain going with a nice pouch of Zen Cool Chill 3 milligram to get my brain moving. I got a Mexican that lives next door. Mexican fella.
What's his name?
I've now met Juan. It takes one to know one. Anyway, I met the old man next door and the other next door. I always have an old man next door. told you about that, the last place. I got another old man next door here, but I finally waved at the other guy next door. He's a Mexican guy, and it's just him and his dog. So there's only like four cars in his parking area because it's just him and his dog. So there you go. There's your joke. But they were celebrating yesterday. They had a mariachi band. It was tremendous.
So you're in the middle of the old man and Juan?
Yeah, his name's not really Juan, but I just wanted to say it takes Juan to know Juan. Is that a friend that used to say that? It's stupid, but I like it. You got the joke, though, about the it's just him and his dog, so there's only four cars over there. Yeah, you got it, right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. You didn't really laugh, but you're smiling, so you're playing
along. Well, now I'm smiling at just how bad you've been so far to start this podcast.
Well, let's talk about people who are actually good at writing jokes. I mean, that'd be my top story of the day. Did you have something else you wanted to lead off with?
You're talking about the Tom Brady roast?
Hell yeah, brother. Tom Brady roast.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, watched the whole thing last night when I got in.
I didn't know you had Netflix. I'm surprised you can afford it out there.
It's only like $5.99 with ads.
Do they stop the show and play ads during the live?
No, the ads are actually not bad. It's they're fine.
It's $5.99 with ads. Is that true?
Maybe it's $6.99. It's something like that, but it's not.
Nobody's fucking $18 a month. How is it only?
You should
$6 of ads.
You could save probably at least $9-$10 a month if you get ads. They're not bad ads. I mean, it doesn't like interrupt the flow of things at all.
Okay.
But yeah, I watched the whole thing. I thought it was great. Did you watch it all?
I watched it all.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Nikki Glaser was the winner. I thought she was great.
Agreed. She's a bad bitch.
Sexy. Yeah, she's kind of sexy, and I thought her jokes were good.
Did I tell you about the time I went to Burt's Festival and saw her?
I don't think so.
Did I tell you the lineup?
Yeah.
It was amazing. Brian cool. Simpson, Nikki Glaser, Mark Normand, Big J Okerson, Shane Gillis, Joey Diaz, and then Burt. I mean, that's a powerful lineup. It was really cool. And Nikki's really hot. She took her shirt off there.
Did she really?
Yeah. She only had a bra on, but.
Oh, no titties out.
I thought Nikki was really great. Tony Hinchcliffe was great. Did you see his?
I think that might be the first time I've actually ever seen anything of his, but I thought he was good. He looks like Shane Myers. Or Seth Myers.
Seth Myers.
He looks like Seth Myers, yeah.
Well, he looks gay. That's a big joke on Kill Tony is everybody calls him gay, even though he's not gay.
I was surprised at how many people just kept calling Tom Brady gay last night.
Yeah. Fuck you, Tom Brady. I thought Kevin Hart was good, too. I thought he did a good job hosting it.
I thought everyone was good except Ben Affleck. I don't know what the fuck they're doing with Ben Affleck.
That was awful.
That was weird. It was like he was on drugs, and I didn't like that at all. I watched it live. Well, I watched it, you know, while it was still on, but I started it late and hit start from beginning. So after watching Ben Affleck for about a minute, I got uncomfortable and just fast forwarded through his part. Like, it was so bad. I was like, I don't want to watch this.
It was terrible. He spent like 10 minutes just attacking an internet troll, I guess, but he didn't do it in a funny way. You know, he was just like mad, and it was just as cringy.
No, it was terrible. That was the worst part by far.
Sounds like we have pretty much the same opinions on it.
I could have done without your boys. I thought that was the second worst part, probably. The worst part was Randy Moss, besides Ben Affleck. Randy Moss was terrible. Randy Moss was awful. I felt bad for him, but his part was terrible.
I feel like we're literally on the exact same, we have the exact same opinion of this. There's no, because I was going to say Ben Affleck was number one worst. Randy Moss was second worst. And then, yeah, I mean, Tom and Bert, I could have taken them or leaving them.
Yeah, I thought they were fine. I won't say they're bad or anything.
Bert didn't say anything funny.
Well, he's not funny.
No, I mean, Tom at least cracked a couple.
He's just not funny. I don't understand. I don't get it. And, you know, I felt a little attacked because, like, I was, like, on Nikki Glaser's side where she's like, oh, yeah, Bert, I see you doing your joke of being without a shirt on. And I laughed. I was like, wait, fuck, that's kind of how I got somewhat popular in Knoxville, was to take my shirt off. I was like, wait, am I Bert? Am I just Knoxville's Bert? What the fuck is this?
Nikki said, good to see you here, Bert. I really enjoy your joke. Because she was talking about the machine thing, I think is what she was referring to. Because that's like all he's got, you know.
I thought she was talking about just him having his shirt off, because she was like, after she said that, she was like, he's got his shirt off, but it's supposed to be on.
Yeah. Jeff Ross was great, as always. I mean, he's, you know, the roast master.
The Boston bombing joke was pretty good. The Boston marathon joke was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And do you think it was staged, the Robert Kraft part, where Brady looked like he was getting mad at Jeff Ross at the beginning?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I think it was a work.
He said, don't talk about that shit.
Yeah, I think that was a work. That was the wrestling fan of me coming out. Like, the fact it was at the very beginning, I think that allows somebody to say they tried the joke and Brady can shut it down. That way maybe they just move on and don't say anything else about it the rest of the night.
But you think they did that on purpose because they didn't want to embarrass Robert Kraft or what?
Kind of, yeah. That's my take, is that, like, because now Jeff can say, I tried, I didn't want to make Brady mad, and Brady can, you know, then Jeff Ross can then just be, you know, look like the bad boy. But then also, like, there's just not countless Robert Kraft jokes that night. Like, they did one and then moved on kind of thing. Well, that's how I felt about it.
But why? I wonder why Robert Kraft would be off limits. Was that a stipulation from Brady or something, you think? Or?
I would say probably, like, because he's like a father figure. Like, Brady loves him, and he's like 80 years old. Like, he wasn't all the way off limits either. They talked about him dying. Like, Julian Edelman talked about his funeral. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't all the way off limits, but it wasn't like, hey, let's keep talking about him being maybe a sex trafficker, or, like, you know, someone taking advantage of sex slaves. Like, I think that was probably said to be off limits. And quite frankly, I also wondered if Kevin Hart had told everyone that Cat Williams was off limits, because I kept waiting for someone to reference Cat Williams and all the things Cat Williams said about Kevin Hart, but nobody did.
I like how Tom Brady said that he was trying to get Chappelle. He's been his knees were hurting because he'd been on his knees begging Netflix to get Chappelle to host it.
It's pretty good.
Tom Brady had some good, which I'm assuming a lot of the NFL stuff was written for those guys. Like some of them weren't, but
I don't know, man. I feel like Edelman and Gronk wrote their own stuff.
I think Gronk definitely did. Gronk got a little homophobic. Gronk was just kind of, it was a lot of locker room talk with a guy like Gronk. I mean,
look, I'm not going to sit here and be PC police. I think you could do whatever in comedy. Like, I think you could do whatever in comedy and rap battles. I said that. But, like, I was surprised that Belichick and Brady kind of attached their name to the homophobia.
Yeah, and like,
just because both those guys are so established. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they're obviously, you know, signing big million-dollar deals to be TV analysts. And I just thought that was a little surprising how much they talked about it.
Yeah, well, Gronk, I mean, he's a TV analyst too, and I mean, every other word that Brady said was fuck. Like, Brady was hitting some dirty stuff. And
I thought Brady was a little cringy, to be honest.
Yeah, because he's kind of trying a little too hard, or
that. Yeah, like, oh look, I'm edgy. I'm gonna cuss, and this is what I'm gonna do. Like, I thought it was a little cringy. Like, I thought he said some funny things, but
he had some good stuff.
No, he did, and, like, the ring joke about Belichick was really good. I liked that one, but, like, I just thought he was trying too hard at the end to be, like, the douchebag that everyone was calling him. Like, I don't know. I just didn't buy it. I thought his delivery and stuff was good. I didn't like the end of it, really. And I thought Peyton Manning was a waste of time, too. Peyton Manning was out there trying to be PG. Like,
well, yeah.
I could have done without that.
I mean, I thought it was cool to see Peyton at first, like, you know, when they introduced him and they're like, a real legend, the moment you've all been waiting for, and then they bring out Peyton. But I thought Brady's, one of the shots he took at Peyton was pretty good. When he said, Peyton lives in Denver, sometimes he lives in Louisiana, but he's always living in my shadow.
Yeah, that was good.
That was pretty good. I'm with you, though, on Nikki Glaser. And then, I mean, Tony Hinchcliffe was unbelievable. The King thing about Bert, like the way he put that together. Did you catch that?
He's like, what was that?
He said, Bert Kreischer, you look like, it's like if the Tiger King and the Liver King only ate yeah. Burger King, and then Martin Luther King got beat up by Rodney King. The way he put it together was brilliant, but I mean, I can't really replicate it. But
I thought what was the other guy's name? Anthony, what was his name? Andrew Schultz. I thought he was good.
He was really good. Yeah.
I thought he was good.
Yeah.
And the lesbian girl, was it Sam Ray? Is that her name? I thought she was good too. Is that her name?
Yeah. Sam J.
Sam J. Sorry, not Ray. Yeah. J. I thought she was good. I thought everyone was pretty good. Like Edelman's part made me cringe. Gronk, I didn't really care for, but I thought Drew Bledsoe was great. And Belichick got off to a rough start, but I thought it was okay. I thought it was cool he was there.
Yeah.
My favorite parts of the thing, I enjoyed. Nikki Glaser, I thought her Gronk Bitcoin joke was the best one of the night. Yeah. Even me know that, no real money. Like that to me was the best joke. My second favorite joke was probably the Giselle Dana White joke about learning how to fuck Brazilians out of half of their purse. Because that's what, you know, I thought Dana White got a lot of good jokes thrown his way. So like I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. A little long, but it was a nice event.
I enjoyed the whole thing. I would go back and watch it again. I thought Drew Bledsoe was probably the best non-comedian.
Who else would be the competition there?
I guess Dana.
Kim Kardashian, Dana.
Yeah, Kim.
Brady, Peyton.
Tom Brady's line about Kim being afraid to be there because her kids were at home with their dad.
Yeah, that was a good one. I'm waiting for Kanye to respond.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll hear anything from Kanye.
I did feel a little bad for Kanye because he's been trying to chill out. He hasn't been all over the internet recently, but I imagine that one's going to bring him out.
Unlike some rappers.
There's a segue here's your transition. It. Yeah, here, transition.
We
like
call
Caitlyn
that a
Jenner.
Segue.
You hear what I said, Cody? I said transition.
Yeah. She got a couple of bones last night. They threw a couple of jokes her way too. Kim had.
I did think the Tom Brady transitioning into her and then throwing the pictures. It did look like a pretty good joke there.
It looked pretty natural. Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
So I listened to the Kendrick diss track you sent me, the Euphoria.
Uh-huh. What were your thoughts?
I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't catch the Richard Pryor. Whatever you said, there was a Richard Pryor reference or something
at the very beginning. That was it's Richard Pryor talking backwards. So like you wouldn't necessarily pick up on it.
That's what that sound is.
Yeah, it's him and the Wiz as the Wiz saying, "I am everything you, or everything you say about me is true." Like it was him.
Okay.
You wouldn't really pick up on that.
My two favorite lines in there was, "I'm not going to let a Canadian N-word let Pac roll over in his grave." I like that. And I liked when he said, "Notice I said we, not just me. I'm what the culture feeling."
That's a good line. That's my favorite. I like that one. And then the one I said at the beginning, which was, you know, you thought all the money and fame would make you go away. AKA, you thought just because you had money and power, you wouldn't still be a lame. You thought you'd be cool, but you're still you, a fucking loser. That was my favorite line. But then, did you keep up with like the five songs that came after that this weekend?
No, and that's what I was going to ask you about because I'm behind on the rest of it. I only listened to Euphoria, so I knew some more stuff went down this weekend. But
so you didn't pay attention to I think the next five songs that came out.
There's been five songs since then.
There was one that came out Friday morning. There were. Two that came out Friday night, back to back. And then another one on Saturday by Kendrick. And then Drake dropped one last night, which I think that'll be the last one Drake drops. I think we're just got one more knockout punch from Kendrick, and that'll probably be it. But yeah, there were five songs released since we talked. So yeah, you're pretty far behind.
Okay, so who's winning? Kendrick?
I still give the edge to Kendrick. By a pretty good margin. So what's happened since Euphoria is Kendrick dropped another one called 616 in LA. I don't think there are any big things in that other than just like really starting to drive home the pedophile part. Just like saying Drake's a pedophile.
because of Millie Bobby Brown?
Well, that and other things. Drake's got some questionable things in his past, so he started driving home the pedophilia parts.
He's been and then also some of the Diddy parties.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, yeah, and then like, yeah. And then said that, hey, people in your own camp, OVO, people, your friends are feeding me information. Your friends are actually rooting for you to lose. People are just hanging around you because you pay them money. Don't trust any of them. Kind of like, hey, you're a fraud. Everyone actually hates you. Nobody in your life actually likes you. They just like what you give them. So then later on Friday, Drake dropped something called Family Matters, which was 7 minutes. It was pretty good. I got to say, Drake's a really good rapper. Like, that's not me breaking any news. Drake's a really good rapper, but he rapped for 7 minutes and, you know, talked about Kendrick being a fraud, how Kendrick plays. He's this black family man, but his wife is mixed. His baby's mixed. He beats his woman. He proposed in 2015, yet he won't marry her. And just kind of played out that stuff. And was just like, hey, Kendrick's a liar. Kendrick lives in New York. He hasn't seen his family in months, type of thing. And then, like, it was like I said, 7 minutes, pretty good. There was a music video attached to it. And then Kendrick dropped one like 8 minutes later called Meet the Grams, which is Drake's last name. And it was pretty chilling, is how I would describe it, just because like it's just a slow like piano and it's like a horror song. And it's just, you know, he starts it off by saying, dear Adonis, I'm sorry that man is your father. I wish your grandfather would have wore a condom. And basically it's like, you know, really tries to tear Drake down through like his son's eyes, through his mom's eyes, through his dad's eyes. Accuses Drake of having another kid that he was hiding, an 11-year-old daughter. And there are rumors of that in 2015, that he had knocked up some Haitian like bottle girl in one of these clubs. And it's like, you know, really just really driving home the pedophilia. Like, and basically went as far as like, no, this isn't rap battle anymore. I think you should die. People like you shouldn't be living. LeBron, keep your family away from Drake. Steph Curry, keep your family away from Drake. He's fucking all these little girls. People in his crew are like, I'm going to be the next Epsteins. Like, just stay away from them.
So why is all this happening? Why is it what's the point of this? Who attacked who first and for what reason?
I would say Kendrick probably upset Drake a decade ago, or maybe like, I guess it was 2015 or how, I don't even know how long is it ago at this point. There's a song called Control where Kendrick basically just attacks everybody and just says he's the best. And then ever since then, Drake's been kind of throwing what we call subliminals at him, taking little shots here and there in songs. And then, yeah, it's just kind of built up from there.
Yeah. I feel like Drake is just one of those melodramatic fools, like neurotic to the bone. No doubt about it.
It's been good songs, though. I mean, the songs have been good. Both of Drake's tracks this weekend were pretty good. He's rapping.
Hopefully it continues.
I'm kind of over it now at this point, I think.
It doesn't have a very long shelf life, does it?
Well, I mean, it's been great, but there's been like 9 songs at this point. And unless we have some new revelations or somebody gets stabbed, like, I think I'm kind of over it.
I doubt anybody's going to get stabbed.
I don't know. In Kendrick's last song, he said that Drake's concert in Oakland was going to be his last.
Oh, okay. Well,
and basically,
you know,
like, somebody in Oakland's going to kill you for what you've been doing and what you've been saying about me and for, you know, doing that AI Tupac song. Basically, like, you're going to get killed for that.
Where is Kendrick from?
Compton.
Oh, okay. Is he considered a West Coast rapper?
Yes, yes.
Well, I mean,
he is the face of West Coast rap right now. He has been for the last like 10 years.
I mean, like, that's still a thing, though, right? It's still.
Well, I mean, it's not like it used to be like West Side, like Tupac running around screaming that, but like he's the face of West Coast rap.
And J. Cole, he's West Coast?
No. J. Cole's from North Carolina.
Oh. Well, he's not really any coast then if he's North Carolina.
Yeah, he doesn't really claim anything outside of like just
North Carolina is on the East Coast, you know, but not really. It's not like,
there's not really like a North Coast. There's not really a North Carolina like pack of rappers that are really like, I mean, yeah.
Do you think Drake sometimes gives himself the creeps?
I don't know, man. The pedophilia insults are pretty good just because there is a long track record of Drake being creepy and him like texting Millie Bobby Brown when she's like 15.
Yeah.
Like, that's just weird.
Did she have the buzz cut at that point or had she grown her hair out?
I don't think she had the buzz cut in real life. I think that was just on the show. I think, but I might be wrong. The pictures, the interviews where she's talking about texting Drake, she had hair.
Like that's weird. Skin caps, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's weird to be doing.
What, texting a 15-year-old?
Yeah, like that's weird. And like her he's my friend. He texts me every day. I miss him and blah, blah, blah. Like that shit's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't really do that.
There's a couple of lines and songs that people have like picked up and a couple of like pictures on Instagram that people have picked up. Him talking about his neighbor being Karl Malone. And posted a picture with him on Instagram. Karl Malone, of course, knocked up a 13-year-old girl when he was in college.
Big Elvis guy.
Big Elvis guy. Like he had a song he had a line in a song that said, "The parking lot of Sierra Canyon's looking like Magic City. Magic City is a famous strip club in Atlanta. Sierra Canyon is a high school." So, like, for him to say the parking lot of a high school is looking like a strip club just seemed a little weird. When isolated, I don't really know what he was going for there. So there's some questionable things. He's tried to go back and delete the picture of Karl Malone and a couple other tweets, but I don't know. I'm kind of over it, though. I got my fill of lyricism. I got my fill of beef. I want to see somebody get stabbed. Neither one of those guys. I don't want neither Kendrick nor Drake to get stabbed, but I would like somebody in their crew to get stabbed.
Oh, okay. Just
like, yeah, like one of their muscles, like one of their yes men, one of their guys that carry the weed. I don't know. Like, I want one of them to get stabbed, not killed, just stabbed. Let's ramp this up a little bit. If we're going to keep doing it, let's get physical with it. I think personally, we should bring back duels,
like Hamilton and the other
these two should be allowed. These two should be allowed to shoot each other if they want, if they agree to it, if it really gets to that point where they're like, hey, let's settle this one-on-one, let's shoot each other. I think we should be allowed to do that.
I wonder why we got rid of duels as a nation. I feel like they should bring that back and just anybody that's got a beef, like that's how you settle it.
We just don't really let people kill each other. Unless it's self-defense, someone's breaking the law or we're in, you know, war or something.
Unless you're in Florida and someone's dog accidentally wanders into your yard, you can shoot that guy in the head legally.
Man, I really thought you were going to go with like a Trayvon Martin comparison about walking home.
Oh no, I'm not that nuanced, but I just know Florida has that stand your ground law, and it's I think it's pretty loose. It's
like, well, you saw it with George Zimmerman that it was pretty loose. I think.
What now? He was a guy.
He followed a kid home. Yeah, he followed Trayvon Martin home and just stalked him, and then eventually they got into a fist fight and he shot him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, if there's a physical altercation, then I guess it becomes self-defense, right?
Well, that was the thing. It's like, can you bother somebody? Can you stalk somebody for, you know, blocks and make them feel uneasy to where they feel like they have to defend themselves, and then you get to shoot them?
Well, what did Trayvon Martin do?
I mean, I'm pretty sure in the trial he was walking home from the store with, I believe it was like some Skittles and an iced tea. I'm pretty sure is what had happened. But he was just walking through a neighborhood with a hoodie on and was black. And George Zimmerman thought he was doing something suspicious and was like on the phone with the cops and like trying to tell the cops what was going on. And the cops and the 911 person was like, hey, maybe don't follow him. Like, we'll head out that way. He's like, no, I'm going to follow him. I'm going to follow him. And then just kind of stalked him down, to which I think it then spooked Trayvon Martin. And I think then they got into a fist fight. Like they got into a big fight and he shot him.
I feel like George Zimmerman maybe should have seen a shrink or something, you know, to help him analyze those dreams. Could have just been lack of sex that was bringing him down.
I don't think there were any dreams. If that was a joke, I missed it. I don't know what you're talking about, really.
No, I just mean he maybe had dreams of killing a black dude or something, you know?
If I got some of those details wrong, don't start bombing me in the comments, liberal John. But that's what I remember from the trial. Well, that's what I remember from the trial. And hey, if you think that you should be allowed to shoot somebody in a fight, that's fine. It's just, are you allowed to initiate the fight and then shoot somebody in self-defense? I don't know.
Yeah.
If you start walking around with a gun, just picking fights to shoot people, I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain states where you got to really keep your,
you're in one of them, buddy.
I know. I worry about that in Texas. What if I accidentally walk through a yard or something and some guy shoots me?
Shouldn't ask for any trouble. You should not ever try to get into an altercation or fight in Texas.
Yeah. No, I don't have any reason to fight personally, but I don't know if you can get by with that here, though. Some of the laws.
With not fighting? I think you're all right.
Yeah. I just don't want to get shot, you know? Anyway, I'm going to Vegas this week. I was going to tell you, Thursday, my flight leaves out at 10. So we got to do something else about our podcast this week.
Wow.
I didn't know if you wanted to try to record early.
You finally missed one. The slippery slope has begun. We have done one on schedule every day except that Friday whenever you had to go to Austin and I had to record a podcast, but we made it up the next day. Now we are moving so you can go to Vegas.
Well, this is just a one-time thing. You know, I thought maybe we do one on Wednesday or...
I can't do Wednesday.
Or maybe tomorrow we could do one or...
We can't do one back-to-back days. We're not going to have three... We're not going to have another new hour of things to talk about.
We used to do 3 hours a day every day. We could do one tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but that was really only like 30 minutes a day because we had headlines, we had last call, we had things to get through. But by the time you do the opening segment, headlines, or game, and last call, we really only had to find like 20 minutes of sports to actually talk about.
Yeah. Well, we could do another, we could do one like in the old show structure, you know? We could do headlines, and then we could do a game.
No, here's what I'll say, if you want us to do one tomorrow or Wednesday, which I got my kickball playoffs on Wednesday. So I don't know if I'll be able to do that. But if you can do tomorrow night, can you do tomorrow night?
I can make it happen.
All right. Well, comments on the YouTube of this episode, and we'll just do a mailbag only episode. So just either comment on the comments, give me some money at patreon.com/ReedsRanch. I'll put up a thread there.
Comment on the YouTube if it goes up today.
The YouTube will go up today. Hey, the YouTube wasn't my fault. I don't know what the hell happened. No, I'm serious. On Thursday, I had it posting right after we finished, and it just got stuck in purgatory. So then I had to repost it, and it took, no shit, like 3 hours to process. And like I went back Friday morning and checked, and it was like, said it got posted like at midnight. But like, no, that was a six-hour thing for me, so don't you shut your fucking mouth, because I was working hard to get that up.
Uh-huh, yeah.
A lesser man would have just given up and said no video, but no, I had to post that thing, and like when you post it, you have to stay on the page. You can't close the page out. You have to wait, and like with my computer, if I let my computer set too long, it shuts off, so like I was like there actively like trying to get it up, so fuck you, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe we'll plan to try to do something tomorrow night then.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go this week. You post the YouTube video because it'll be here on this app that we download and do our stuff on. So you'll be able to do it. So today you post the YouTube video. That sounds good.
I don't have the login information.
You don't need it. It's right there. Know, it's fine. I'll send you an invite. We're good.
I don't have any of the information to do that. I don't.
I'll text it to you. It's fine.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you can post the YouTube today, smartass.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where to put it.
You go to YouTube and you just hit upload video. That's it. Pretty simple.
Kentucky Derby was Saturday. Saw a bunch of those people walking around in their stupid fucking hats. It annoys me every year. Does it annoy you? Do you have a problem with it? No problem.
I mean, do I find it annoying? Yes. Does it bother me? No. No, like, I don't get upset about it, but I'm just like, you're not at the fucking Derby. Why do you have to wear this? But also, like, I if people want to have a good time, do it. I just haven't done it. I've never done it in my life.
The hats, man. It's the hats. I don't like the hats.
I don't like the guys dressing in linen and or seersucker for their parties either. I don't like that either. Like, it just doesn't appeal to me.
The Derby crowd kind of gives me, and I don't mean to be, you know, political or whatever, but it kind of gives me kind of that old time racist feel. You know what I mean?
Well, that's funny you say that, because I was about to say that. Like, it does seem like just an excuse to go back to the old days. So I feel like that's the strong vibes it gives.
A lot of those Ole Miss frat boys celebrate those Derby parties, you know. What'd you make of that? I assume you saw some of that, the frat boys versus the protesters.
I thought that the one kid doing the monkey noises probably should have thought that through a little bit better, because I think the other ones are going to get to slide, but I thought him making the monkey noises, people have really tried to, like, blow his name up on social media and his picture, and, like, I can't imagine that goes well for him. Although, I'm imagining he's got somebody in his family or in his inner circle that's probably got a really good job at some company in the South that will he'll be fine. He'll get him a good job, but, like, you know, I thought the monkey noises were a bad decision.
It's not like he's going to get expelled. Hell, Ole Miss will probably give him a doctorate now. He won't even have to finish school. He's a proud Mississippian. You know, the monkey noises thing, I've seen some stuff on that about, like, people are not exactly sure if that's what he was going for. Like,
what else would he be going for? And look, I know I just had the George Zimmerman call back, and I know I'm teetering on woke John here, but, like, I'm very curious as to, just from an objective standpoint, if he wasn't making monkey noises by putting his hands underneath him and going ooh ooh ah ah, then what the fuck else was he doing?
It kind of does seem like that's probably what he was doing.
Doing ooh 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 and doing this. Like, what the fuck else would he be doing?
I mean, I guess you could argue that maybe he was just mocking her. He was doing some type of thing that frat boys do, you know, with they're very passionate in their rituals. You know, I don't know. I wasn't
there. Might be more to the story. You know, every now and then there's more to the story. They tried to cancel that kid for, like, blackface, you know, with the Kansas City Chiefs a year ago. Like, they tried to get him, and then you, like, saw the other side of his face and he was okay or whatever the hell happened there. I don't remember, but.
Well,
they tried to get him, so maybe there's more to the story. Maybe the Ole Miss kid wasn't making monkey noises, but that's how it was presented to me in the one video I watched, and I haven't dug any more on it.
I'm seeing a lot of, and this could just be my algorithm. I don't know if you're seeing the same thing, but I'm seeing a lot of we are back from the white culture, but between the Ole Miss, between the frat guys at Ole Miss and LSU, you know, countering the protesters, and between all the homophobia and such and the jokes in last night's Tom Brady roast, I'm seeing a lot of we are back from the white culture. What do you make of that?
A lot of we are back from the white culture?
A lot of, quote, we are back. We are so back.
And it's from what? The Ole Miss party and Tom Brady? Is that what you said?
Well, yeah, they're kind of connected between the frat boy stuff and then, you know, in last night's roast, you had the F slur dropped, you had the R word, you know, we got everything there besides the N word, you know.
Jeff Ross did pump fake on the N word. I don't know if you heard that, but he did pump fake on it.
I feel like that's the last step for the white culture, you know, for the quote, we are back crowd.
You know, I thought Kevin Hart did a good job of at least keeping it from being an all-white culture thing. He was at least there to make commentary on it about all the dick jokes that him and Julian Edelman were making. And just said, you know, it's some real white shit here going on.
Well,
real white shit.
The thing that Tony Hinchcliffe said to Sam Jay was, I mean, that was brutal. I mean, but it was so good, though. Like, Kevin Hart, he got up there. He's like, I can't deny how good that was.
The gnawing or whatever.
Yeah, because Sam Jay's a black lesbian.
Right.
And so
the joke was gnawing on some coochies. Like, aw, yeah. Gnawing on some coochie.
Yeah, he said, you don't just eat it, you all hell gnaw it.
Yeah. No, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
I liked how Kevin Hart, you know, he commented on the comedians and he just, like, told him how good they were and how, because a lot of people, you know, they look up to him. I mean, he's like the, ironically, you know, you wouldn't really look up to Kevin Hart, but because he's like, you know, top of the game. I mean, he was definitely the biggest star there in the comedy world. So he kind of gave flowers when he would do his, after the monologues, you know.
Well, he needs to be that way because people have been tired of him for the last like 7 years. So he needs to keep being like gracious and nice to people so that he keeps staying in good favor.
What was it? Was it Andrew Schultz or I can't remember which one of them said it, but that Kevin Hart weighed 150 pounds, but he's actually 155 when The Rock finishes.
Yeah, there's some good homophobic things about The Rock and Kevin Hart.
I think Nikki called him the Rock's bottom. Yeah. It was a good comedy night.
It was. But yes, I am interested in what the Ole Miss boy would be doing other than monkey noise. So if you see a good explanation, please send it to me.
Majoring in finance. That's what he'll be doing. That's what he's doing today, I'm sure. He's finishing up his finance finals. Or supply chain, maybe. One of those. He'll be all right.
Those protests are still going on, huh?
Yeah.
I saw Florida put out their rules. Like, if you break these rules, you get kicked out of school for 3 years. So basically, Florida, they put a list out of and shut that shit down. You couldn't have tents. You couldn't really have signs. You can't sleep out there. You can't do anything other than just, like, peacefully protest and, like, I think you get to like chant. You might be able to chant some things, but like Florida really put an end to all of it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Was DeSantis behind that? I'm sure he's not very pro-protester.
No, I don't know. I didn't see it like be a statewide thing, so I would say no, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Well, I got Uber reports for you. If you want to hear my Uber report, I figured
please.
Figured that would just be a segment in the podcast every week is the Uber report. We'll just call it that, you know?
Okay.
Maybe we can have a
hashtag ad sponsored by Uber.
Maybe we can have a sound effect of, you know, tires squealing or something like that when I drive off from someone. I don't know. I had a girl yesterday.
Was that you passive aggressively telling me I need to start putting like audio into this and like edits and like making it an actual presentation? Was that you passive aggressively asking for edits?
No, you take it however you want. I had a girl yesterday tell me, and I quote, "I don't cross streets." And I'm like, excuse me? And so I pull up to her. I'm on one side of the street. This is not a busy street. You know, it's just a regular four-way stop. I'm at like 6th Street and some cross street. I pull up. She's on the other side. She texts me and says, "I don't cross streets." And so I see her standing on the corner, and I looked at her. I was like, "I'm here. Hey, right here. This is me." Anyway, she ends up crossing the street. She walks over. She gets in the car, and she said, "Did you see my text? I said, I don't cross streets." I was like, what are you talking about? She said she got hit by a van a couple of years ago as a pedestrian. She had an incident where she was crossing a street, and she got hit by a van. And I was like, "You got hit by a van?" And the girl was actually cool. She wasn't like a bitch or anything. But I just thought it was a weird thing to say I don't cross streets. Because I'm like, how do you go into public? You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have to cross the street. You know, unless you just stay at home with the curtains drawn, you're going to have to cross the street at some point in time. But we talked about it, and she's like, "Yeah, I just get really nervous. Like, I was like, there's no cars. You know, you were fine. That's what crosswalks are for." But I guess,
well, I'm glad. I thought you were about to say you pulled off and left her.
No. I picked her up because she was attractive, and she ended up saying she liked my taste in music. I was playing some rock and roll, deep cut kind of stuff, some Stones. She had tattoos. She was one of those type of girls, and so she was actually cool. But she has a weird thing about crossing streets.
When you dropped her off, did you pull on the opposite side of the street and just let her get some more practice?
No, I pulled into some apartment complex. But if you're that scared of crossing the street, though, I mean, you kind of got to just, I feel like you got to just stay home. Like, I don't know how you function in society. But she probably got PTSD from getting hit by that van.
I mean, it's just like you and picking up people from certain parts of town and Uber just because you got carjacked one time.
Right. So now I don't do it. Yeah. I get it.
Do you think she went home and posted on Instagram or X or made a TikTok about how she overcame her fears and how she crossed the street today? And she's like, thank you to my Uber driver, Cody. Thank you for making me cross the street because that's the first time I've done it in 2 years. And now I feel like a new woman.
I don't know. I got a bad report the other day. Someone said I wasn't polite. And they only gave me 2 stars. And it's because my rating was perfect. I literally, because they base it off your last 500 ratings. And I literally had 499 five stars and only 1 4 star. So I was a perfect 5.0 on the average. Now I'm a 4.99. Because somebody gave me a 2 star for, quote, not polite. What the fuck does that mean?
Did Uber reprimand you? Did you get in trouble for it?
No. Are you kidding?
What happens if you get like 5 2-stars in a row, though?
It doesn't matter. There's guys driving around as a 4.86. I mean, there's, you know, unless you go below like a 4.7, they're not going to pull. You can be pretty awful as an Uber driver. You can, you know, the standard is not high.
Do you know who it was that gave you a 2-star?
I got a pretty good idea, but I don't.
Were you rude to them?
Well, so it was one of these privileged fucks that asked me if I could take him through the drive-thru on a busy Friday night. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. And they got in the car. There's no stop on the ride. And she gets these people get in the car and they say, hey, we need to add a stop. I'm like, is it close? Like, normally when people say that, I'm like, I'm not stopping. We're not doing that because I got a certain number I got to hit. I got to keep moving. I don't do all the bullshit. And I said, is it close? You know, because if somebody just wants to drop somebody off close or something, I'll do that. But she said, no, we want to go. She's like, can we go to P. Terry's, which is a burger stand here? I'm like, you want me to drop you off there? And she said, can we go through the drive-thru? I said, it's gonna be, because you know I don't just say no. Like I don't want to be rude. I'm not like most of the time. So I was just kind of like it's gonna be a tough ask. It's you know I got people queued up here. And she's like, okay, just take us home. And she was kind of like bitchy about it. That's my guess on where the 2 stars came from.
It's kind of funny that it wasn't a 1 star.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
I'd like to know the psychology behind the 2-star because, like, I can't imagine leaving a 2-star. Either I'm leaving 3 for perfectly average, which, I mean, that's really shouldn't even do that. Like, if they're perfectly average, just leave a 5-star. Don't leave a review at all. Like, usually if it's perfectly average, I just don't leave one.
Yeah, 3 stars is also maniacal.
Well, no, at least, like, to me, it's like either 1, 3, or 5. Like, in my head, 4-star probably, like, if you were a little fast or couldn't really drive well, but like I'm not leaving that either. But I'm just saying, like in my head, I'm probably just doing 1 or 5, like personally, like either this person sucks or this person was good. You're if the they're kind of average, go ahead.
You're the kind of guy that gets in and asks for the temperature to be turned down.
If it's hot, yeah, 100%. Like, cause like I don't want to go like full car sick, like that claim or whatever, but like I usually like cold air blowing on me at all times of year, really. Mm. So, yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, if it gets in there, it's super hot, I'll be like, hey, can we turn the air down or can we crack a window or something? Like, yeah, for sure, I do that. And, like,
you'd never have that problem with me because I've always got the air on full blast. The only requests I get is, hey, it's fucking freezing in here. Can you maybe turn that down?
But, like, it actually, like, makes me, like, a little car sick. And if the car rides, a lot of times it's going to be a 20, 30-minute car ride. Like, I can't do that. Like, I'll get sick. Frank's calling me a pussy.
Is there a black guy walking around outside?
Frank's calling me a pussy. No, he's got a couple ops that he sits at the window and looks at. And, like, there's a couple of dogs he really fucking hates, and he barks at them every time they walk by.
Do they look like him, or are they, like, big dogs? Or
they're big. What? Like, there's a big yellow dog and, like, a big gray dog. He hates both of them.
What's he got beef for?
I don't know, but, like, whenever they see each other outside, it's on, too. Like, he tries to get at them. Like, they both, like, legit hate each other. I don't know what's happened.
Those are his Drake. He's Kendrick Lamar. Those are his Drake dogs.
He's also short like Kendrick. That was something Drake wanted to keep saying. He needs to pipe down, little man.
Oh, Kendrick's he's a small guy?
Yeah, he's not very big.
I saw a burly guy in shorts at a restaurant yesterday who did a good job.
Did a good job working or comedy?
Working.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Usually I have a problem with some of these restaurant workers. You know, a lot of these restaurant workers are terrible. But this guy actually did a good job. I went in there to pick up some tacos, and he, I told him my order name. I said, I got some tacos. He went back to the kitchen. He said, hey, it's not quite done yet. I said, okay. So I walked out, and then I walked back in. And, you know, most of these fucking restaurant workers, you got to tell them again. You got to be like, hey, you know, I had the order for Cody. I had the tacos, the order. Is it ready yet? Not this guy. Not this guy. Big burly guy wearing short shorts. He made eye contact with me. He immediately went back to the kitchen, didn't say a word to me, came out with my bag. I said, that's how you do your job. I didn't say that, but in my mind, I thought, that's how you do a job right there.
How much did you tip him?
I didn't tip him anything.
You liked the service he provided and you didn't tip him anything?
Well, he's just a guy at the front, you know, the guy at the front stand there. I had already tipped on the... it was an online order.
You tipped on the online order?
Yeah, the transaction was already processed.
How much did you tip on the online order?
All right, I'll be honest. I didn't tip on the online order. However, the transaction had already processed, and I didn't have any cash on me. So, you know, what am I gonna do? I didn't know I was going to get good service, you know? I assume I'm not going to get good service.
It does make me feel good that maybe they don't actually check the tip when they're trying to decide who they're going to take care of, though, because I've always assumed that if you leave nothing on the tip when you do pick up, that they'll be mean to you.
Bad service this morning at the breakfast restaurant.
You deserve it. You're an asshole. I always tip on takeout.
I'm not an asshole.
You at least got to throw 10% on there, at least 10%. If you don't want to do full 20, I get that, because I don't leave full 20 either, because like, you're not getting me drinks, you're not getting me refills, but I'm at least doing 10% on takeout.
You get me for 10% at the breakfast restaurants. You get me 10% at the tacos. You get me 10% at the coffee shop. Eventually, I'm not going to have enough money to go to Vegas. You know, I mean, everybody wants a tip. Everybody wants a handout these days. I don't do handouts.
But you like tips when people tip you when you're driving them around, right?
Yeah, but I don't expect them. It's a nice gesture. And I'm sure that guy that was providing good service at the host stand at the taco restaurant, I'm sure that he got tips later in the night, you know?
Are you giving people bottles of water when they get into your car?
What do I look like, fucking Johnny Uber driver to you? I don't, no.
Well, yeah.
I don't, no,
yeah.
I don't.
Do you have mitts?
No.
Do you take song requests?
What are you fucking, that's what Johnny Uber driver does.
Then why the fuck would you get tipped? Why would they tip you? You're not going above and beyond. You're not giving them extra service. You're
that's
like
stupid.
The assholes that you're talking about.
No,
I'm going to ask them multiple times for my order. Like you're the type of, you provide that type of customer service.
You're
when
the
you
kind
go
of
into
guy
places,
you get
when
in
you
an
go
Uber,
into places, you expect them to roll the red carpet out and be so good at their job. But when you do your job, when you do your work, you do the bare minimum. You make that woman cross the damn street. You don't circle around and pick people up. You're a fucking 3-star driver.
Efficiency, cocksucker. You're the kind of
you're
guy
a 3-star driver. A 3-star driver.
You get in an Uber. I'm a great driver.
A 3-star driver.
I may not be the best service provider, but I'm a great
three
driver.
Stars.
You get in the car and ask for peanut M&Ms. You're that kind
I
of guy.
I don't ask for anything. I don't ask for anything.
Snacks?
It's nice. It's nice if there's some water or some mints there.
Do you provide snacks for your passengers?
You might get a couple more tips if you had some water and mints.
Excuse me, can I get some hand sanitizer, please? Do you have a charger I can
use? Just sit back there and shut up. You're lucky that I'm letting you ride in my car. Shut up.
Do you have any sanitizing?
Now listen to this rock and roll from 50 years ago.
Hey, can I request a song? Can you play Euphoria by Kendrick Lamar, please?
Now, if you put you should put a sign on the back. It's like $1 per song request.
No, Johnny Uber driver. That's the type of shit Johnny Uber driver does. And I tell you what happens. Let me let you in on a little secret.
A 2-star driver, really? You're only as good as your last couple rides. You're a 2-star driver.
I'll let you in on a little secret. I'm a 4.99, motherfucker.
Not your last 10 rides.
You provide those little bottles of water. You know what people do? You know what these animals do? These animals that you pick up, they take a drink out of it. They put the cap on and they leave it back there. That's what happens.
That's not true.
Either that or they finish it, and you want to know where they put the bottle? They put it in your floorboard.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is true. You're looking at a
How many times have you given them bottles of water? You lying son of a bitch. You ain't never given them no water.
I did that.
I'm drinking water in Ubers, and I take mine with me every time.
Well, you're an upstanding pastor then. Not everyone.
Well, we're
does
both
that.
Going off of just anecdotal evidence, so I'm going with my experience. I take my water with me. It's 50-50. And you don't even provide water. You don't give people water.
I did. When I started,
summer of 18. You're fucking lying.
I had bottled water. I had those little
baby
bottles. I did. People leave them on the floorboard.
Where did you leave the baby bottles at? Did you get out and get them out of your trunk?
No, they were back there in the side pockets.
You're putting them in the side pocket. So whenever someone took them, you would get out and replenish it. You would restock the bottles of water back there.
Why don't you get a fucking drink at home? When did this culture need
you're
to have
such a
their-
liar. You're such a liar. You're trying to act like you used to give people water. No, the fuck you didn't.
When I
you
first were not started. Getting,
you were not getting out there and replenishing and restocking the water. No,
yes,
you weren't.
Yes, I did, goddammit. When I first started and I was a Malouk and didn't know how the industry worked, I did. I did all that stupid shit.
You're
I provided
such a liar.
Water bottles, mints, all that stuff. And then I quit doing it after about 2 weeks because I saw how the public treats you. These people don't deserve amenities. You people that take Ubers, you don't deserve it.
Two star
driver.
I'd never
pick you up. I'd never pick you up.
Jonathan, if I saw you picking me up, I'd be like, I'm not riding with this guy.
Jonathan,
the car's gonna be leaning a little too far to the left. It's not safe.
Jonathan, 25-minute ride? I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe if it was Emma going 6 minutes, but no Jonathan 25 minutes. That's not a ride I'm doing. You leave me out there in Farragut, can't even get a fare back to the city.
I wouldn't want to ride with you either, buddy. I don't ride with two-star drivers.
I mean, I can send you my rating. I'm near perfect. I'm as good as I get.
Your last 10, you got a big two-star sticking out like a sore thumb.
Tell you another problem I've had lately, and that's people opening their car doors into traffic. You know, you're on a busy street, and they open. People are so fucking stupid. I pull over in the right lane. All right, there's three people in the back seat. I pull off on the right lane. They're going to a bar. It's on the right side of the street. The three lanes to the left of me are moving rapidly with traffic. I pull over to the right. Guy in the back left, without fail, every time, swings the fucking door open. I'm like, why don't you get out on the right side? So, you know, it's better for you. It's better for my door, mainly my door. But also, hey, you're a pedestrian. You could get hit. Do you have no respect for traffic at all?
It sounds like you're just dealing with drunk people.
Well, I deal. Yeah, I mean, I drive at night, you know.
Hello, that's the job you signed up for.
Getting my car door slammed off?
No, just people not making the sharpest decisions. The way, it's so funny, the way that I know you treat other people's stuff, don't make me remind you of the White Claw girl that you called a cunt and ruined her spare room and threw up all in her bathroom.
Why don't you get some new material? You know,
you expect people to respect your stuff. You expect everybody to take care of your stuff and treat your precious little Honda with the utmost attention and care, yet you wreck somebody's home and pay no remorse when you've been drinking. So how about you give the other people a little bit of respect?
Let me tell you what your problem is.
A little grace.
You take someone at their worst. You take someone at their worst moment and you use that against them. As being that, now you want to talk about gaslighting. You put me at my very worst, and that's the example you use. You don't look. What about all the good things I've done? You never talk
name
about
them.
That.
Name them.
So
name
many
some
good
of,
things.
Name some good so things good you've things done. Name some basis. Good things you've done. Here's your chance. Good luck, Earl, or whatever. My name is Earl. Give me your what you do to get your karma back on your side. Let's hear it.
I once gave a pair of work boots to a homeless guy at a Pilot. A lot of times I'll give them a dollar. If I've got a dollar for some reason, I see somebody in need.
Right.
You use that one example of me being bad, of me being a bad apple.
One example of you giving one pair of work boots away after you probably walked out on your job without telling them quit and packed up and went home and left your shift mates out to dry.
No,
you're using that one example of you doing good.
If you judged everybody on their worst behavior, there'd be no good people. everybody has had low moments. Everybody's done mean, bad, fucked up things. Like, you can't judge people. It's a whole package. It's
all you do is judge people. That's all you do. You judge everyone who gets in your car.
It's part of, well, I'm just giving you the report. I mean, what do you want me to start telling you? The positive things from the Uber rides? Is that what you want? You want positive reports?
No, I just want you to realize that you're no better than these people that you hate.
I do this podcast to come on here and give you a little bit of humanity, to show you a little bit about what humanity is like. That's my goal in doing this podcast is to, we're just talking about the daily operations of the world here. I want you to just see how the world, you know, see these people. I want to describe these animals to you.
Animals. There you go. There you go again.
Yeah, most of them. A lot of them animals. Not all. Some are great. It's more fun talking about the negatives. I got a gnat in here. I need to trim my beard.
Can you walk around and give us a tour of the shipping container?
I can't really walk around in here, no.
Can you just move the camera around? We had a request for that on YouTube.
I mean, that's weird, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. You want to give us a tour of your room?
Well, mine's just a normal room. I'm not living in a shipping container. It's not really the same thing.
I don't know. I mean, it's not very clean in here. I mean, what do you want to see? Like,
I just want to see how close the wall is. Bad angle.
Flip this
bad
camera.
Angle. Yeah, bad angle.
I don't even know how to flip this camera.
But don't you don't have to flip it. Just turn it around.
There's the kitchen.
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, there's the kitchen unit.
Yeah. Okay, keep going to the left.
Okay, there's the door.
It's like the Blair Witch Project.
There's all that. There's the bathroom and my bookshelf, and that's where I sleep.
Okay, there's your little guitar. Hey, ladies.
That's
how,
about
how,
it.
How deep does that closet go? Is that what that is, a closet over there, or is that the kitchen, or what is that?
There's no closet.
How far past that bed does that wall go?
I mean, that's
playing a little bit of an optical illusion on me. Is it just a wall there?
That's a bathroom.
Okay.
You want me to zoom in on the toilet?
No, that's fine.
Show you what's in the bowl.
Look, we've made the rule that if you're a YouTube commenter and you're liking and you ask questions, I'll get to them. That's the way we got this going. We're trying to grow the YouTube. So Sam on YouTube asked for a tour, and you gave him one. That's it.
Got to give everybody a voice.
Yeah. Yeah. If they subscribe and comment on YouTube, the world's greatest podcast in America, we're looking for questions for tomorrow night. So go and ask some questions. That's all I got for you today. You got anything else?
No, that's about all I got. So tomorrow we'll do a special nighttime mailbag.
Yeah, if we get at least, we'll say five questions. Five questions at least in the comments.
Okay. And they got to be good.
We'll only ask the good ones.
Right.
I'll leave you in charge of that.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
No, I'll be in charge. I'll ask the questions. It's fine.
All right, then.
You going to Kill Tony tonight?
Yep. I'll be there in line. Trying to get my chance at fame.
Well, good luck. I'm rooting for you.
All right. I'll let you know when I get on.
See you, bye.
See ya.